Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria 33, Joburg 30 and Mbombela 29. We start in Mpumalanga where an elephant has killed a tourist in the Kruger National Park. Sandpark spokesperson Ike Patla says the circumstances surrounding the incident is being investigated.
We can confirm the incident at Malilane Gate where a local tourist was trampled by an elephant and succumbed to his injuries. The incident is under investigation by the police. Meanwhile, we request social media users to please refrain from sharing videos of the incident as it might compromise investigations.
Now to politics, and ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says five NEC members will appear before the party's National Disciplinary Committee for charges related to state capture and misconduct. The members are Zizi Kodwa, Obed Bapela, Cedric Frolic, Malusi Gigaba and David Mahlobo. Four are linked to findings from the State Capture Commission, while one faces a misconduct charge. Mbalula says this reflects the party's stance on accountability.
When people get charged, it's not the decision of the NEC most of the time. They get charged because you have crossed the line. We have said, here is the line. Anyone who crosses this line, the organization must act. And the organization can't have eyes and all of that.
Staying with politics, analyst Professor Peter Duvenage says coalition governments normally have a clearing out policy that requires all parties in the coalition to sit down and discuss all the controversial legislations. This follows the Democratic Alliance leader John Steenhuisen's declaration of a formal dispute in the Government of National Unity over the Expropriation Act and his invoking of Clause 19 of the Statement of Intent. President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the act into law last week Thursday. Duvenage believes that the ANC has not been consulting other parties, especially the DA, before making decisions.
Any other controversial aspects should be first cleared amongst the parties, and especially cleared between the ANC and the DA, which are the major parties in the coalition. But it seems it doesn't happen. It didn't happen with Bela, and now it didn't happen with this very important issue of expropriation.
The Springbok Sevens will face Spain shortly after 12:30 this afternoon for the bronze medal match of the Perth Sevens after losing out 17-12 in extra time of their semi-final match against Australia earlier today. In the other semi-final, Spain lost to Argentina, who will now face the hosts in the final. And in tennis news, defending champion Jannik Sinner won the first set 6-3 against Alexander Zverev in the Australian Open men's final in Melbourne. The Italian world number one broke the German in the eighth game on the way to wrapping up the opening set in 46 minutes. Zverev is leading 3-2 in the second set. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elers. That's it from the newsroom from today. And with that, the top story that a local tourist has been trampled to death by an elephant at the Kruger National Park's Malalang Gate.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
We're dancing in the flame. It's indescribable.
Be like.
You just have to taste me when it's kissing you.
Be like.
Feels like I'm falling in love.
More music you love.
Turn it up, twirl it, then don't game. Then don't game. Game start.
Up, 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 up